Welcome to episode 1224 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Yesterday, we wrapped up our 8-part musical special, Waymaker, which was inspired by our Get Deep series in which we explored Jesus's miracles. Today and tomorrow, we will explore some concluding devotional takeaways from considering Jesus as our waymaker. The term the way, in Greek, he hodos, appears multiple times in the New Testament as a designation for early Christianity, most prominently in the Book of Acts. This wasn't merely a casual nickname, but represented a fundamental understanding of what it meant to follow Jesus Christ. The phrase first appears in Acts 9, verse 2, where Saul of Tarsus, later Paul, seeks permission to arrest followers of the Way in Damascus. Luke, the author of Acts, uses this terminology consistently throughout his narrative, indicating it was a recognized and widespread designation for the early Christian movement. Why the way? Because Jesus is the way. The most direct connection comes from Jesus' own words in John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Early Christians understood Jesus not just as a teacher or prophet, but as the exclusive path to God the Father. This wasn't merely about following teachings, but about following a person who claimed to be the very means of salvation and relationship with God. Why the way? Because they wanted to emphasize a way of life. The way captured the comprehensive nature of Christian discipleship. Unlike philosophical schools that focused primarily on intellectual understanding, Christianity demanded a complete transformation of life. It encompassed several things. Moral conduct. Christians were expected to live according to Jesus' teachings about love, forgiveness, and righteousness. Community life, sharing resources, caring for one another, and maintaining unity across social boundaries. Worship practices, gathering for prayer, breaking bread, and proclaiming the gospel. Mission, actively spreading the message of Jesus to others. Why the way? To contrast with other religious movements. The term distinguished Christianity from other religious and philosophical movements of the time. While Judaism was primarily ethnic and cultural, and Greek philosophy was largely intellectual, the way suggested a practical, lived religion that was both spiritual and ethical, accessible to all people, regardless of background. Luke uses the term the way 9 times in Acts, suggesting it was the preferred self-designation of early Christian communities. The term appears in various contexts. In Acts 19, verse 9, Paul teaches about the way in Ephesus. In Acts 19, verse 23, the silversmith Demetrius stirs up opposition against the way. In Acts 24, verse 14, Paul defends himself before Felix, acknowledging he follows the way. In Acts 24, verse 22, Felix is described as having accurate knowledge of the way. Evidence suggests the way was used across different regions where Christianity spread, from Jerusalem to Antioch, from Damascus to Ephesus. This indicates it wasn't a localized term, but a widely accepted designation among diverse Christian communities. Why the way? The term has interesting theological implications. The term embodied a paradox central to early Christianity. While claiming Jesus as the exclusive way to God, exclusivity, it simultaneously welcomed all people, Jews and Gentiles, slaves and free men and women, into this way of life, inclusivity. This was revolutionary in the ancient world's religious landscape. The way emphasized Christianity as lived experience rather than a mere belief system. It suggested movement, journey, and progression. Concepts that resonated with people seeking spiritual transformation and purpose. The designation helped forge a distinct identity for early Christians who were navigating their relationship to Judaism while establishing their own religious practices and beliefs. They weren't simply a Jewish sect, but followers of a new way of relating to God. The term Christian, meaning followers of Christ, was first used in Antioch around 40 to 44 AD, according to Acts 11, verse 26. While the way continued to be used, Christian gradually became the predominant designation, especially as the movement spread throughout the Roman Empire and needed clearer identification. Several factors contributed to this transition. External recognition. Non-Christians needed a clear term to identify this growing movement. Imperial concerns. Roman authorities required specific designations for legal and administrative purposes. Theological development. As Christian doctrine became more systematized, Christian more clearly identified adherence to specific beliefs about Christ. The early designation of the Way reveals crucial insights about early Christianity. It was understood as a complete lifestyle, not just religious observance. It emphasized following Jesus personally, not just accepting teachings about him. It created inclusive communities while maintaining exclusive claims about salvation. It represented a movement rather than a static institution. Understanding this early self-designation helps explain why Christianity spread so rapidly and transformed so many lives in its first centuries. The Way captured both the radical nature of Jesus' claims and the practical implications of following him in daily life. The term also provides important context for understanding early Christian-Jewish relations, the development of Christian identity, and the theological foundations that would shape centuries of Christian thought and practice. For early believers, being part of the Way meant embarking on a transformative journey that affected every aspect of existence, a journey they believed led ultimately to eternal life with God. For us today, the call to follow the Way is just as radical as it was for those first believers. It reminds us that Christianity is not simply a set of religious beliefs we check off or a cultural identity we wear lightly. It is a whole new path of life centered on Jesus himself. To walk in the Way means we daily look to him not only as the doorway to salvation, but also as the pattern for how we speak, act, think, and love. It means orienting every decision, big or small, around the reality that he is the way to the Father, and no other path will lead us to life. In a world filled with competing ways that promise fulfillment but end in emptiness, our allegiance to Jesus must be clear, uncompromising, and lived out with joy. The Way also challenges us to embrace the transformation that comes from belonging to Christ. This is not a spectator's faith. It is an active journey of becoming more like him. Just as the first believers shared resources, welcomed strangers, forgave enemies, and proclaimed the gospel in word and deed, we too are called to a faith that moves from head to heart to hands. Following Jesus will inevitably set us apart from the values and practices of the world around us, not because we isolate ourselves in judgment, but because we live in a way that reveals his kingdom is here. Our relationships, our priorities, our generosity, and even our speech should give others a glimpse of the Way that leads to life. Finally, the Way invites us to see our faith as a journey, not a destination we've already reached. The early believers walked it together, through danger, opposition, and uncertainty, trusting that Jesus was leading them forward. We too are pilgrims on this road, sometimes weary, sometimes rejoicing, but always moving toward the one who is both our guide and our goal. This journey is inclusive in its invitation, offering grace to all who will come, yet exclusive in its destination, for only in Christ is true life found. May we walk the Way with humility, courage, and steadfast love, so that our lives point others toward the narrow road that leads to eternal joy in the presence of God. Father, you have made a way for us to come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the Way, the truth, and the life. We thank you for loving us enough to draw us into this path that leads to eternal life in your presence. Forgive us when we stray toward other roads that cannot satisfy. Give us courage to follow Jesus faithfully, even when the way is difficult or the world turns against us. By your Spirit, shape our hearts to walk in love, truth, and holiness, showing compassion, offering forgiveness, and bearing witness to the gospel. Keep our eyes fixed on you as our destination and guide, until the day we are home with you forever. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,